subversion and white supremacy culture.
Some of the neo-Nazis' organization's members were trained in Ukrainian camps with the purpose of conducting the military operations in Italy. The group was recruiting among disadvantaged Italians, often young people, people who have a negative, incomplete view of society and can be easily manipulated. The Order of Hagal maintains direct and frequent contacts with its members over Telegram.
An additional member of the neo-Nazi Order of Hagal organization remains wanted by the Italian police, but is currently fighting Russian forces alongside the Azov battalion. Not long ago, a high-ranking officer from the International Criminal Police Organization, Interpol, warned that the high availability of weapons during the current conflict in Ukraine will result in the proliferation of illicit arms in the post-conflict phase. Max Civili, Rome.
People turned out in the city of Isfahan to bid farewell to three security forces who lost their lives in the street violence gripping several Iranian cities in recent weeks. The mourners condemned the killings, urging authorities to bring the perpetrators to justice.
This funeral sends the message to the well-wishers of the country that we support our security forces. The security of a country matters and will not allow anyone to undermine it.
I urge the authorities to bring those behind the incident to justice. So today, we gathered here to thank the security forces who are trying to protect us against chaos and instability.
The incident took place in north of Isfahan on November 16th, when two armed men on a motorbike opened fire at the security forces, killing one law enforcement officer and two members of the volunteer Basij force. It happened amid clashes between police and rioters. The intelligence service of Iran's Islamic Revolution Guards Corps says it has identified and arrested those behind the incident.
It's clear who is inciting the turmoil in the country. The US, UK, and Saudi Arabia are behind the evil plan to divide our nation. But we are here to tell them that their plot will fail.
Iran says the unrest is a plot hatched by the West, particularly the U.S.
People here say they will not tolerate any harm to their country's national security. They called for an end to riots, saying the continuation of the unrest will only serve the interests of Iran's enemies. Yusuf Jalali, Isfahan.
Mariana Vishemersky. In March this year, she found herself at the center of a propaganda war between Russia and the West. Photo of her while pregnant at a maternity hospital in Mariupol went viral. Ukraine alleged that the hospital was hit by a Russian airstrike. Photos used to stir horror around the world at Russia's alleged actions.
They asked me for an interview. I answered that I didn't want to be interviewed, but they explained that the photo with me was all over the world, so I had to give them some comments. But as I got to know later, they published only 30 seconds of that interview. They left only the piece where I was saying that there was an explosion and the windows fell out. But they left out my words where I said there was no airstrike.
Many Russians then accused her of being a staged actor. She wasn't. The photos were genuine and she received abuse from the Russian side. But she is more critical of the journalists who she said misrepresented her. And to me, she voiced no criticism of the Russian army, instead only criticizing Ukraine. Mariana is from Makiivka in Donbass. She lived there until 2019 under Ukrainian shelling. She's now moved back with her daughter. She is a Russian citizen.
There are hardly any people left here waiting for Ukraine to return. There might have been more before, but as the civil population has been under constant shelling and been terrorized for almost 9 years, my personal opinion is, if they consider these territories to be theirs, they can gather their army and try to conquer them. If they can't, well, so be it. Under shelling, there have been hardly any military objects hit. Instead, civilian infrastructure damaged, schools and kindergartens.
Mariana's story is reminiscent of the famous picture of Omran during the conflict in Syria. His photo was used to stir outrage in the West against the Syrian government. It turned out that his family were not against the Syrian government. As the propaganda war between East and West increasingly intensifies, the images of innocent civilians are being used to stir outrage. Pictures, as they say, speak a thousand words. It is likely only a matter of time before another such image goes viral that turns out to not be all as it seems. Jenny Miller, Donbass.
Ask the followers of the remembrance if ye know not.
You're listening to the program The Key on IRIB English Radio with Shiraz Hossein Agha, a graduate of Islamic Seminary of Rome and a PhD in philosophy.
Welcome to our program, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Welcome to our program, The Key, here at IRIB English Radio. Today on The Key, we're going to be asking a question. This question is a historical question. It's related to an event that might have taken place in the era in which Imam Ali officially was the caliph of the Islamic Empire. That question is regarding a person named Mahoviyeh, who is an Iranian from the city of Marv, a city in Iran. And the question is this: according to some reports, it's been stated that this person, who was non-Muslim, Imam Ali appointed him as the person to collect the taxes from the city of Marv, right? So the question here is that how is this possible? Why would Imam Ali do this, make a non-Muslim one of the administrators of his government? Before we begin analyzing the answer to this question, we must say this. This person, Mahoviyeh, he was very instrumental in the murder of the person, the king Yazdegerd III, the last Shah of the Sassanid Empire. And he's historically a very significant person. Of course, that's not related to the answer to our question particularly. According to some historical accounts, this person, Mahoviyeh, was the watchman, one of the guards of the city of Marv, after the Battle of Jamal, the famous Battle of Jamal. He came to Imam Ali alayhi salam. He came on behalf of the inhabitants of Marv, and he asked Imam Ali, he requested to make peace with Imam Ali, make a peace treaty with him and a pact with him. Imam Ali, after this meeting with this person, he wrote a letter addressing the farmers, the captains of the armies, and the other inhabitants and groups of people living in the city of Marv. And in this letter, he said the following. This person, Mahoviyeh, has come to me, and I have chosen him as my representative. Right? Of course, in continuation in this historical account, it's been mentioned that the inhabitants of Marv, after a while, they became non-Muslims. They became kafir. They became disbelievers. This historical account also explicitly states that Ali gave the responsibility of collecting the taxes of the city of Marv in the hands of this person, Mahoviyeh. Right. So this historical account, it affirms this, that this actually took place. Now, regarding whether this person was a disbeliever or not, God willing, we will examine this in some of our forthcoming sessions. Until next time, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
That was Shiraz Hossein Agha, a graduate of Islamic Seminary of Rome and a PhD in philosophy, on the program The Key on IRIB English Radio.
You can also send your questions to English Radio @irib.ir. This is IRIB English Radio. Please log on to our website, www.parstoday.com/en.
In the limelight.
The U.S. Supreme Court has allowed a congressional committee to receive copies of Donald Trump's tax returns, ending a 3-year battle by the Democratic-led body to see the documents the former president has refused to release. We take a look at the U.S. press and media's coverage of this story. Please stay with us. The Reuters news agency has covered this story. The U.S. Supreme Court on Tuesday, 22nd of November, cleared the release of Donald Trump's tax returns to a House of Representatives committee, handing a defeat to the Republican former president who had called the Democratic-led panel's request politically motivated. The justices denied Donald Trump's 31st of October emergency application to block a lower court's ruling that upheld the Ways and Means Committee's request for his tax records as a justified part of the panel's legislative work. No justice publicly dissented from the decision. The committee, which has sought 6 years of Donald Trump's tax records spanning from 2015 to 2020, will have little time to complete its work related to the returns before a Republican takeover of the House of Representatives. Republicans secured a narrow majority following the 8th of November midterm elections and take control of the House and the committee in January. The fight over his tax returns is one of the many legal woes for Donald Trump as he moves forward with another run for the presidency in 2024. Trump last week announced the launch of his candidacy. Ways and Means Chairman Richard Neal said the Supreme Court's action upholds the principle of congressional oversight. This rises above politics, and the committee will now conduct the oversight that we've sought for the last 3.5 years, Richard Neal said in a statement. A Trump spokesperson did not immediately reply to a request for comment. Donald Trump was the first president in four decades not to release his tax returns, as he sought to keep secret the details of his wealth and the activities of his real estate company, the Trump Organization. The Ways and Means Committee had told the Supreme Court in a legal filing that siding with Donald Trump would harm the constitutional authority of a co-equal branch of the U.S. government by in effect preventing Congress from completing any investigation involving a former president whenever there are allegations that the investigation was politically motivated. The House panel, in its request, invoked a federal law that empowers its chairman to request any person's tax returns from the Internal Revenue Service, the IRS. House Democrats have said they need to see Donald Trump's tax returns to assess whether the Internal Revenue Service, the IRS, is properly auditing presidential returns and to gauge whether new legislation is needed. Donald Trump's lawyers have said the committee's real aim was to publicly expose his tax returns and unearth politically damaging information about Donald Trump. NBC News has also covered the same story and gives us more detail. The Supreme Court on Tuesday, 22nd of November, rejected former President Donald Trump's last-ditch plea to block the release of his tax records to House Democrats, paving the way for the possible disclosure to the lawmakers. The decision by the Supreme Court in a brief order, noting no dissenting votes, means the committee can try to access the documents before Republicans take over the House of Representatives in January. The committee, however, has not said how quickly it expects to get the documents. Upon taking control, Republicans are expected to withdraw the request. Earlier this month, Chief Justice John Roberts temporarily blocked the Ways and Means panel from accessing Donald Trump's tax records while the court decided how to act on Trump's request. Donald Trump, who, unlike other recent presidents, refused to make his tax returns public amid scrutiny of his business affairs, turned to the justices after an appeals court in Washington refused to intervene. The court has recently rejected similar requests from Donald Trump. The former president's lawyers contested the House Ways and Means Committee's assertion that it needed the information to probe how the Internal Revenue Service, the IRS, conducts the auditing process for presidents, saying it did not stand up to scrutiny. House Democrats, as well as Biden administration, urged the court to reject Donald Trump's request, saying their demand for the tax documents reflected a valid legislative purpose. The U.S. Court of Appeals for the District of Columbia Circuit declined last month to reconsider a three-judge panel's ruling in August that the Ways and Means Committee could obtain the tax returns. Tax returns are confidential under federal law, but there are some exceptions, one of which allows the chairman of the committee to request them. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi, a Democrat from California, praised the Supreme Court's common sense decision, which she said upholds our democracy, the rule of law, and the Congress's ability to execute its legislative and oversight responsibilities. Nancy Pelosi added, "These documents are vital to meeting the House's constitutional mandate, guarding the public interest, defending our national security, and holding our public officials to account. The House looks forward to promptly receiving the reviewing these documents," Nancy Pelosi said in a statement, calling on Congress to enact legislation requiring presidents and candidates for president to disclose their tax returns.
This is A to Z. an introduction into an Islamic lifestyle. Today's lesson, power and its manifestations. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Welcome everyone. You're listening to A to Z program from the IRB English Radio. I'm your host, Hussein Hinzano. Among man's innate desires, mention can be made of the desire to wield power, the desire of power, to attain power, to be capable of performing deeds, and to have control over other beings. This desire also emerges in childhood and endures to the end of a person's life. Of course, this desire has degrees depending on the age differences, period of life, and external factors. A healthy infant's motions and movements of hands and feet and the untiring gambling of children are indications of this innate desire. It's a desire that most human beings do have from the very first day they step into this world. So by and by, range of man's quest for power increases, extending to infinity. The more he grows up or she grows up, that particular feeling of power, the will of power, increases in them. At first, performing various deeds, establishing power and extending strength occur by means of stimulating nerves and by muscles with the aid of natural powers alone. So these constant movements made by the child on instinct help increase his physical power. And as time goes by, his muscles become stronger and more ready to perform greater and more laborious functions. This goes on until he reaches the peak of youth and the climax of physical power. From then on, he faces the period of stagnation and inertia. Then comes the period of senility and old age. Gradually, the physical powers are exhausted, but the zest for power never dies down in the man. Power and manifestations is something that grows with the man from the younger age to when he is old. How can we control this?
IRIB English Radio. Our website is parsetoday.com.
You can email us at englishradio@irib.ir.
Welcome back. You're listening to A to Z program from the IRB English Radio. We are talking about power and its manifestations. To extend the domain of his power, man does not suffice with natural powers. By the help of sciences and industries, man endeavors to find better services. He endeavors to find better devices to conquer the world and subjugate the universe. To take over the universe. It goes without saying that scientific discoveries and inventions, especially in recent times, have greatly contributed to the satisfaction of this inborn desire, and will later do so as well. Man does not even refrain from using the power of his fellow creatures, in as far as conditions and facilities can permit him. Man uses others for his own benefit, effort to reach social positions, and to be honored nationally, as well as the nation's demand for superiority at the international level. And all these are manifestations of this desire, which at times appear in a correct and sound form, while at other times it appears in the form of aggressions on the rights of others in various shapes of oppressive colonization and exploitation. So the quest for increased power does not stop at this level. Rather, it even embraces impeccable and metaphysical powers as well. Various branches of exotic sciences like spiritism and different forms of sensual mathematics, are all indicative of man's wondrous efforts to develop his ability. Power is something that is an inbuilt feeling in a human being, and it has so many manifestations that, if not controlled very well, can lead to his demise. Thank you so much for listening to this show. Until next episode, inshallah, fi amanillah. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa
barakatuh. Join us in this journey. IRIB English Radio. Please log on to our website, www.parstoday.com/en.
Cultural news, social news, scientific news, artistic news. With delight.
After repeated failed attempts, NASA has eventually launched Moon Rocket on its debut flight. NASA's next generation Moon Rocket blasted off from Florida, marking the start of the space agency's new program dubbed Artemis. An uncrewed Orion spaceship is fixed to the top of the 32-story tall Space Launch System rocket. It will be separated for a 25-day voyage around the moon and back without astronauts aboard. It was the third time after two previous launch attempts were cancelled for technical reasons. If the mission succeeds, a crewed Artemis II will orbit around the moon but not land on the surface in 2024. The third Artemis mission, scheduled for 2025, will be the first to put astronauts on the moon since Apollo's mission about 5 decades ago.
It's always a tricky task to remember people's names at a party, but not in this particular gathering in Tokyo, where all the guests had the exact same name, Hirokazu Tanaka. 178 Hirokazu Tanakas came together on Saturday to set a new namesake gathering world record. Their ages spanned from 3 years old to 80. The Guinness World Record for the largest gathering of people with the same first and last name previously belonged to Martha Stewart. 164 people with that name came together in New York in 2005. In the Tanaka's gathering, every man was assigned an alias inspired by their hobbies, occupation, or favorite foods to tell them apart from others. One nicknamed by his birthplace says, "It's strange to meet so many people with the same name." Obviously.
It's a strange feeling to know that there are nearly 200 people with the same name. To be honest, I'd presume there are more popular names out there like Suzuki and Sato. This achievement is really because of the efforts of our organizer.
The man who organized this gathering is a 53-year-old Hirokazu Tanaka who has worked for years to make this happen. He says his quest began in 1994 when he stumbled upon news about a baseball prodigy with the same name. After that, he began tirelessly scouring the nation for his namesakes. He then founded the Hirokazu Tanaka campaign that brought the men together and created a strange friendship among them.
Iran is famous for its hand-knotted carpets and ancient art which have been loved for centuries and are never going out of style despite changing tastes and increased competition from Asia. Striking geometric shapes that recall 20th century abstract art are what we expect to see in handmade Iranian rugs. But weavers and exporters have been forced to redesign a tradition dating back more than 2,000 years due to numerous problems. Carpet exporter Ahad Azimzadeh says, however, that a revolution is underway. Iranian rugs are known for dense, curving floral designs in rich colors. They were put on display in a recent exhibition that featured a rug with small squares of hypnotic diagonal blue and white lines and another depicting diamond and other patterns in gold silk. Some countries have overtaken Iran in the global market, but many say modern carpets will never replace the traditional ones which are deep-rooted in Iranian culture.
Thousands of baby turtles have been released into Peru's Amazon basin in an attempt to preserve the rainforest ecosystem. More than 6,000 hatchlings of three endangered species of turtles have been released into lakes and lagoons in Peru to help them repopulate. To make this happen, wildlife officials collected the eggs from their natural habitat and transferred them to artificial beaches until they hatched. The river turtles are considered vulnerable because for many years they have been killed for human consumption or kept as pets. Scientists are currently trying to conserve the Amazon to avoid catastrophic climate change, and Peru has the second largest share of the rainforest after Brazil. Another world record news. This time it has been set in Switzerland. A Swiss railway company has run the world's longest passenger train with a trip on one of the most spectacular tracks through the Alps. To celebrate its 175th anniversary, Switzerland's rail industry launched the world's longest ever passenger train, measuring around 2 kilometers. The electric train took almost an hour to cover around 25 kilometers over the UNESCO World Heritage Albula line in eastern Switzerland. The Albula line is famous for its endless swooping curves and steep descents. Rail enthusiasts lined the valley to watch the train's 100 cars snake through the Alps. Belgium and the Netherlands were the previous record holders for the world's longest passenger train. They used standard railway through the flat landscapes.
The Light is a bulletin in which we bring you a lot of interesting news in different fields like animals' life, cultural events, funny trending news, and more from every corner of the world.
Iran has hosted an international student scientific contest dubbed Noor or Light. The annual event seeks to promote science among children and scout for child prodigies. Yusuf Jalali has the story.
They have only 1 minute to present a scientific idea in their homemade clips. Over 1,300 teenage science enthusiasts from 19 countries participated in Iran's Noor competition, a scientific contest for school students. The fifth edition of the event was themed with optical illusion and mathematical modeling. The top 100 videos were awarded during this closing ceremony in Tehran.
My work is titled The Bouncing Ball. We painted a long oval and a shadow under it. When we film it from a certain angle, it takes the shape of a levitating ball.
Our work is about an optical illusion. We created a set of conjoining cylinders that appeared to change shape in the mirror. The idea was first created by a Japanese engineer in 2016.
The most creative videos win the prize. They should be both educational and mind-blowing, like this floating Rubik's Cube, which appears to be levitating, but then turns out to be just an origami work.
We have two levels of the competition. One is the kind of general competition for the crowd, and many students can contribute in that. And we have other level, which is for elites. And in that level, we have more sophisticated competition between elite.
Organizers say participants in Noor contests are not supposed to make breakthroughs. The main goal, they say, is to engage them in science and let them experience the excitement of scientific experiments.
Try to make these teenagers learn how they can think about science for the welfare of human beings and how they can apply it for them.
Mustafa Science and Technology Foundation is the organizer of this scientific event. The foundation also holds the biennial Mustafa Prize, which awards cash prizes to top scientists from across the Muslim world, whose accomplishments contribute to the welfare of human beings.
Mustafa Science and Technology Foundation, as the organizer of Noor competition, says prodigies are everywhere. They just need to be discovered. It says this contest is a platform that's specially designed to scout for teenage minds and give them a chance to shine. Yusuf Jalali, Tehran.
Chinese aerobatic teams have been performing jaw-dropping stunts to mark the 73rd anniversary of the People's Liberation Army Air Force. Pilots wowed the audience with their complicated maneuvers, such as swooping close to the ground, making loops and rolls. Aerobatic teams use red, yellow and blue smoke trails representing the flag of the Chinese Air Force. The Hongying aerobatic team, also known as the Red Eagle, is made up of 10 JL-8 trainer planes and 20 pilots from the Air Force Aviation University. The performance was part of China's International Aviation and Aerospace Exhibition held in southern China. The exhibit typically draws thousands of participants in the field of aviation from countries all over the world. Iran is the land of saffron, and the red gold has earned the country a fortune throughout the centuries. Now Iran's city of Torbat Haydariya has hosted a saffron photography festival as a means to introduce the lucrative product to the world. Yusuf Jalali reports.
Like gold, it is weighed in shekels, not in kilos. And that's why saffron is called the red gold, reflecting how precious it is economically. Torbat Haydariya in northeast Iran is the hub of saffron cultivation in the country, producing an average of 20 million tons of the crop each year. Now the city hosts the Festival of Saffron Photography every year to introduce Iran as the land of saffron and how these hard-working farmers produce the strategic crop.
Photographers present in this festival should use their artistry to shed light on different stages of saffron harvest all the way to the final product. Everyone knows Iranian saffron, but perhaps few know how it's produced. So this festival highlights this issue using photography.
Photography is a universal language that needs no translation, so their photos can better introduce this strategic plan to the world from unique angles.
This year, Iran exported roughly 300 tons of saffron, generating more than $350 million in income, according to the data provided by the Ministry of Agriculture. Experts believe Iran could have a much higher share of the global trade of saffron if it pays better attention to branding and marketing of the product.
Due to favorable weather conditions, Iranian saffron is unique in the world, but unfortunately, in many countries, it's smuggled in bulk and is packaged under foreign brands and then sold at higher prices. If we can brand it inside Iran, then we can export it more efficiently.
The young farm owner says his saffron is exported to Europe and the Middle East, despite the restrictions caused by U.S. sanctions on Iran. But more than the U.S. measures, he's concerned about the impact of climate change on saffron cultivation, warning of what he calls saffron immigration from his city if authorities remain idle. Over the past 2 years, Iran has expanded its cultivation area for saffron to 115,000 hectares, nearly 20 times more than the entire worldwide land dedicated to the crop. While the Iranian red gold is mainly cultivated in the northeastern Khorasan province, other parts of the country, including Khuzestan and Chaharmahal Bakhtiari, are also fertile for saffron farming.
For centuries, saffron has been a key word in Iran's economy, and still is today. Now, Saffron Photography Festival says many know Iran by its red gold, but through the photos shot here, they will get a glimpse of the mesmerizing saffron farms in Iran and how this amazing crop is produced. Yusuf Jalali from the saffron farms in the suburbs of Turbat Haydariye.
Iqra بسم ربك الذي خلق.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يا أيها المزمل قم الليل إلا قليلا نصفه
أو انقص منه قليلا أو زد عليه ورتل القرآن ترتيلا.
قد دعوتك ربي بقرآني جنبني حراني.
Let's recite the Quran.
ناجيتك أرجو غفرانك يا من ينجينا إحسان ودعوتك ربي بقرآني.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين وصلى الله على محمد وآله الطاهرين.
اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد وعجل فرجه.
السلام عليكم respected brothers and sisters, dear listeners, and welcome to Let's Recite the Quran Kareem, a series of Quranic sessions held by IRIB English Radio in cooperation with Sevier International Schools Network. Here we have again, alhamdulillah, some of the students of Sevier International School with us in this session. And before we start the class, let me say hello to each of them. Salam, Hussein Ruhullah, and how are you?
Salam alaikum, sir.
Salam, salam.
I'm fine, how are you?
Oh, thank you. Alhamdulillah, I'm good. Welcome. And Hassan Nasrullah, how are you doing?
Salam alaikum, sir.
Salaam alaikum.
I'm fine, sir.
Okay.
How are you?
That's great. Thank you so much. Welcome. So, respected brothers and sisters, dear listeners, we really recommend you stay with us till the end of the session. Inshallah, you will benefit and we all will benefit from the verses of the Quran Kareem. So, before we start, I have to tell you that in this session, inshallah, we'll be working on Ayah 54 of Surah Al-Baqarah. And once lets everyone listen to the recitation of this ayah.
ذلكم خير لكم عند بارئكم كذلك
That's great. Hassan Nasrullah and Hussein, I will be, inshallah, reciting this surah. Make sure you listen and repeat. And brothers and sisters who are listening to us right now, they are also going to, inshallah, get their Quran and go to Surah Al-Baqarah, Ayah 54, and they will as well, inshallah, practice with us. Ready?
Yes.
Okay. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم
وَإِذْ قَالَ مُوسَى لِقَوْمِهِ يَا قَوْمِ إِنَّكُمْ ظَلَمْتُمْ أَنفُسَكُمْ بِاتِّخَاذِكُمُ الْعِجْلَ
وَإِذْ قَالَ مُوسَى لِقَوْمِهِ يَا قَوْمِ إِنَّكُمْ ظَلَمْتُمْ أَنفُسَكُمْ بِاتِّخَاذِكُمُ الْعِجْلَ
أحسنتم ما شاء الله يا قوم إنكم ظلمتم أنفسكم باتخاذكم العجل فتوبوا إلى بارئكم يا قوم إنكم ظلمتم أنفسكم باتخاذكم العجل فتوبوا إلى بارئكم فتوبوا إلى بارئكم فاقتلوا أنفسكم ذلكم خير لكم
فتوبوا إلى بارئكم فاقتلوا أنفسكم
ذلكم خير لكم عند بارئكم فتاب عليكم أحسن قوان
ذلكم خير لكم عند بارئكم فتاب عليكم
أحسنتم ما شاء الله إنه هو التواب الرحيم
إنه هو التواب الرحيم
أحسنتم ما شاء الله So that was the recitation, alhamdulillah, we practiced together. Now we will shortly explain some points about this ayah, and then inshallah we'll be going to the tajweed rules and apply them in this ayah. So, the very important point I have to mention in this ayah, Prophet Musa alayhi salam calls upon his nation, his people, and because when Prophet Musa alayhi salam went to the Tur mountain and for worshipping Allah Almighty, yeah, there was an appointment worshipping. Then some of the people of Prophet Musa alayhi salam went with him, okay, and some of the other people, okay, they stayed there with Prophet Aaron alayhi salam, right? So the people, they started worshipping a calf, right? A calf.
Yes.
Ajil. And then when the Prophet Musa alayhi salam came back from worshipping after 40 days, he saw that, oh God, like the people were disbelievers to Allah Almighty. So because they did something very great sin, okay, something which was counted as a great sin, all right? So Prophet Musa alayhi salam told them that, Ya qawmi innakum zalamtum anfusakum, you have done a wrong thing to yourself. ظَلَمْتُمْ أَنفُسَكُمْ بِاتِّخَاذِكُمُ الْعِجْلِ with taking up the calf, okay, for worshipping. Now, so if someone commits sin, what should he do? He should quickly, as soon as possible,
do tawbah.
Should perform tawbah.
Yes.
Okay, which is called, which is a very important thing, okay? to get back to Allah Almighty, to repent. Repentance is an important thing. فَتَابَ عَلَيْكُمْ إِنْشَاءَ اللَّهُ اللَّهُ الْمَيْدِي will accept your repentance. إِنَّهُ هُوَ التَّوَّابُ الرَّحِيمُ. For sure, he is the most forgiving, okay? He is the all clement and the all merciful. So, the message is that we really have to be careful. Inshallah, whenever we, God forbid, first and foremost, we don't have to commit sins. But since it happens sometimes, yeah, like we forget things. So we have to get back to Allah Almighty. Okay? And do good things. إِنَّ الْحَسَنَاتِ يُذْهِبْنَ السَّيِّئَاتِ. Good things, okay, will remove, will wash out the bad things, the evils. Good things, okay, will wash out the bad things. So that was the message. We really recommend you for more information, for more explanation, for more and precise ones, okay, refer to the Tafasir book, inshallah, interpretations. يبكي يسأل خالقه فأتاه الوحي فأشرق اقرأ اقرأ.
Let's recite the Quran.
اقرأ بسم ربك الذي خلق.
Now the tajweed rules are also important in this ayah. It's a long ayah, so we'll go inshallah. وإذ قال, this is easy. إذ قال, pronunciation of the letter ذال and قاف. قال, it's a heavy letter, حسن, right?
Yes.
وَإِذْ قَالَ مُوسَى لِقَوْمِهِ. That مُوسَى, there is a ya. You might think like we have to read it as مُوسِي, right? حسن?
Yes.
But what is that alif on the top? It's called?
Dagger alif.
That dagger alif with a ya shape, a dagger alif on the top of a ya shape, it's called alif
مَقْصُورَ.
And you have to pronounce it as an sound, right?
Yes.
If the previous letter is a heavy letter, you should read it with an A sound. If the previous letter is a light letter, produce an A sound, light sound. Musa, right? لِقَوْمِهِ. There is a baby ya. We had a baby alif, and now we have a baby ya after the letter ha. What does that say, Hassan? It says you have to prolong the sound, right?
Yes.
Yeah. لِقَوْمِهِ. All right. That's ya mad. Ya qawmi. Again, on the top of ya, you have a baby alif or a dagger alif. This baby alif is my word, okay? I use this a lot to make it more clear. Ya qawmi. Innakum. Noon mushaddad. Make sure you do idgham here. Innakum zalamtum anfusakum. So, Hussein, you say. Noon sakin plus fa. Fa is from the rest of the letters. What rule is applied here? Change, merge, hide.
Hide.
Yes, you have to hide the noon sound. Anfusakum. Read it.
Anfusakum.
Ahsantum. Anfusakum. Then we have meme. After meme, we have ba. For meme sakin, we had a rule. And if you remember that.
Again.
Again?
Zalikum. We should.
Anfusakum. Anfusakum. بِاتِّخَاذِكُمْ. This أَنفُسَكُمْ ميم ساكين plus ba. Here you have to apply the rule إِخْفَى. With ميم ساكين plus ba, yes, we do إِخْفَى. But with نون ساكين plus ba, we do
نون ساكين plus ba قلب.
إقلاب. Yes.
إقلاب.
قلب or إقلاب. نون ساكين plus ba, we apply the rule إقلاب. It means we change the نون sound to a half ميم sound.
Yes.
But when mim is sakin, then the next word, the coming word, starts with the letter ba. We hide the mim sound a little bit, okay? Look, anfusakum bittikhadikum al-ijl, right? Bittikhadikum al-ijl. Bittikhadikum al-ijl. Sorry, I pronounced it wrongly. Bittikhadikum al-ijl, okay? خاضكم heavy. عجل, جيم ساكن. حسين, what rule is applied when جيم is ساكن?
عجل جيم.
Yeah, جيم is ساكن, and it's from قطب جد letters.
It's
the rule.
قلقلة.
قلقلة or bouncing sound. Yes, حسن.
Yes.
عجل. Could you read it?
عجل.
Yes, عجل. Make sure you bounce it. فتوبو. The mad is not wajib. It's jaiz munfasil because they are not in the same word. Like I mean the u sound and the hamza. If they are in the same word, you produce a longer sound. Okay, but it's not wajib here. إِلَى بَارِئِكُمْ فَقْفَ الْقَلَى فَقْتُلُوا أَنفُسَكُمْ أَنفُسَكُمْ we did it. It's إِخْفَى. ذَلِكُمْ خَيْرٌ لَكُمْ خَيْرٌ تَنْوِين plus لام. Merge them together. يَرْمَلُونَ خَيْرٌ لَكُمْ عِنْدَ نُون ساكين plus دال. Again, it's the rest of the letters. What rule is applied?
إِخْفَى.
إِخْفَى. That's great. أحسن. عند بارئكم فتاب عليكم. Ah, that jim, that baby jim tells us. You see that baby jim on the top?
Yes, huh? Yes.
What does it say? What does it indicate? It's a sign of stopping.
Yeah, stop.
It tells us?
Better to continue.
No.
Better to stop.
No.
Stop or continue.
Oh, stop or continue.
Yes.
Yeah, stop or continue. Okay. So, you can stop or continue. إِنَّهُ هُوَ التَّوَّابُ الرَّحِيمُ. So, that was all about the rules of Tajweed in this ayah. I hope you've learned, inshallah. Make sure you practice time and again. So, that was all from us for today. Inshallah, we wish you practice. And also for the explanation, please refer to the interpretations, the tafsir books, and learn more, inshallah. So we ask you for including us in your du'as, inshallah, especially, most importantly, the coming and the appearance of Imam Zaman alayhi salam. May Allah hasten his reappearance. Thank you so much for being with us. Hassan and Hussein, if you have any questions?
No.
Okay, we hope you've learned, inshallah. And thank you so much. Thanks to IRIB English Radio. Thanks to Sevio International Schools Network. See you, inshallah. Stay with us. I will be here with you, inshallah, in the coming sessions. Walhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Wa sallallahu ala Muhammadi wa alihi al-tahirin.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa alihi Muhammad wa ajil faraja.
Let's recite the Quran. A joint production of IRIB English Radio and Xavier International Schools.
وصفاته نبع الهدى نلقى الجنان بحبه لن تستقيم حياتنا إلا به هو القرآن والفرقان إليه تنصت الأكوان وفيه تعطر الآذان
IRIB English Radio.